We are here in the evening on a cold February night at Lawn Academy Secondary School with Ben Harmon and a whole bunch of Swindon residents and businesses and organisations doing the Threshold annual big sleepout. Now, Ben, you're the CEO of Threshold. Tell us what the big sleepout is.
Yeah, so the big sleepout is a group of 50 people who have chosen to give up their bed and sleep out and stand alongside people who are experiencing homelessness. It's going to be an uncomfortable night, it's going to be a cold night, but it's what we're doing is really important. We are raising awareness and we are raising vital funds so that we can provide accommodation and support to people who for whom this isn't a choice.
So it's particularly cold and windy and rainy tonight, not going to be easy. What kind of equipment? Give us a flavour of what they're going to have to face this evening.
Yeah, so people have come prepared. So they're wearing layers, they've brought cardboard, they've got sleeping bags because they are going to be sleeping outside. But we also have indoors, we've got refreshments, we've got hot food that's been donated by the village hotel. So there are opportunities for people to come together, keep warm, but also, you know, face that reality of sleeping outside for one night.
And it is one night, and there's a lot of fundraising going on tonight. And I guess it's raising the awareness, not only to raise money for the organisation, the charity that you represent, but also to give people the experience of what it must be like for rough sleepers in Swindon.
Yeah, so we have nearly 1,000 people in Swindon who are, for whom this is their reality. So they do not know where they're going to be sleeping tomorrow.
A thousand
people, yeah. So they don't know where they're going to be sleeping. They're packing their life into a couple of bags. This can be families who are living in one room together in temporary accommodation, and they don't know how long they're going to be doing that for. So one of the messages we're trying to get out there is, you know, of those 1,000 people, yes, some are sleeping on the streets, but the vast majority are hidden homeless. So they are families in temporary accommodation, they are people who are sofa surfing, but they are facing that prospect of, I don't know where I'm going to be sleeping tomorrow night.
And is this your first big sleep out with Threshold?
It's my first with Threshold, yeah, and it's the first one we've done for a couple of years. But we're hoping we're going to build from here. It's going to become an annual event. And yeah, it's a really good opportunity for us to bring the community together, raise awareness, raise funds.
We'll go and chat to some guests and come back to you. I found Madam Mayor hiding next to the jacket potatoes. Faye, other than the amazing food that's been donated tonight, it's a really good cause, isn't it, Threshold?
It's an absolutely amazing cause. I mean, it's a shame we need it in a way, but we do need it to support our homeless population. So, yeah, it's a fantastic thing and great to be joining in tonight.
Is it your first sleep out?
No, we did this sleep out 10 years ago. So
It's taken you 10 years to come back?
It has. It's a shame, isn't it, really? I'm not sure I'll be here. I'll have to do it before 10 years because I'm not sure I'll be up for it when I'm 69.
It's a cold, wet, windy and rainy evening. What have you done to prepare yourself?
I have cardboard, and it's not going to rain overnight. We've done the rain now. It's going to be dry overnight. And anyway, there's, you know, things can dry. It's only water.
And there's a lot of people here supporting Threshold tonight. Why is it so important, other than the reasons you mentioned, that people of Swindon sponsor people that are here, but also make themselves more aware of what Threshold does?
Because then you can spread the word to homeless people that you see on the street that they might not have heard of Threshold. But also, you know, you can stop and have conversations with people that you might feel are homeless because they're just people like you, and it's useful to build connections and build community.
Well, I might be speaking to you at 4 a.m. and we'll see how you're doing then.
I'll be asleep.
One of the participants of tonight's big sleep out is Aurelie, who is currently tucking into a cheese and baked bean jacket potato. Is this your first big sleep out?
No, I did the 2019 and 2020 in the pandemic.
And why do you get involved in the big sleep out with Threshold?
Because I think it's important to support other people. We only have one paycheck away from, you know, homelessness in some cases. And it's one of my biggest fears, personally, being homeless. And I can, you know, if I can help other people in any way, in this case by raising attention to it and raising some funds towards it, I'm just grateful for people who can help and donate.
When was the last time you slept outside?
Probably in 2024, while camping.
Okay, was it as miserable and rainy as tonight?
Absolutely not, it was a nice summer night.
So you're looking forward to sleeping outside tonight?
Looking forward is a weird way of saying it. I'm looking forward to the event and doing it with my friend Jess as well. Important to support each other, really.
And see, and honestly, realizing, I guess, how difficult it is for people that are out there tonight having to do exactly this every night.
Yeah, although we can't replicate it because it's not every night, and we've got a little bit of comfort that some people don't have as well. We're nice, warm now, eating jacket potatoes, etc. Not everybody's lucky to do that. It's more about awareness than replicating the experience. But yes, it's nothing compared to what they have to go through.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Here with Alice with Y Williams, who has raised a load of money tonight to come and do the big sleep out. How much have you raised?
Over £700.
Wow, that's amazing. How did you do that?
I shared it with all my family and friends, and they really supported me and this charity.
Who is your biggest supporter?
Many people.
Just lots and lots of people gave a little bit?
Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, Mum's pointing her fingers over there. And Auntie's pointing her fingers over there at her. But seriously, why did you want to get involved in tonight?
I think it's a really good cause, and I just love raising awareness for many charities.
So it's going to be cold and possibly wet tonight. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I think I've got a lot of thermals on, and I think I'm ready.
Are you planning on sleeping, or are you planning on staying up?
Sleeping.
You are going to try and sleep. Okay, well, good luck. Enjoy the rest of your jacket potato, and we might catch up with you a bit later.
Thank you. Bye.
So here with Grace from the Village Hotel, who is currently covering a jacket potato in cheese and beans for one of the guests sleeping out tonight. Grace, why has the Village Hotel supplied food for today, and why is it important that you're here?
We're here to support food for the people who are sleeping out, to help homelessness, and also to be here to help people, like, raising awareness.
Is it something you're personally connected to that you've wanted to support yourself?
Before tonight, I haven't really thought about it, but tonight it's raised awareness for me as well. Even just as a volunteer, like, just doing the food has made awareness as well. So yeah, it's really good.
And how have the jacket potatoes been going down?
Really good. I'm getting hungry just looking at them.
Me too. No beans this time, just cheese.
Just cheese.
What's your name?
Fiona.
Fiona, is this your first big sleep out?
Yes, it is.
And are you excited, nervous, or how are you feeling?
I'm loving it. It's really good fun so far.
Why did you want to come out and support the big sleep out tonight?
I have a son who struggled greatly when he was younger, and he had and is still receiving help from Threshold. And it's been game-changing, life-changing for him, but for the rest of us as well. So I couldn't not...
So how have they helped him, and what supports he had in place?
My son made a lot of really bad choices in all sorts of directions, and we lost him for 5 years. And then we got a phone call saying, do we still have the tent we used to go camping in, Mum? I need to do something. So I met with him and bought him a tent and a tarpaulin and a sleeping bag and all the rest, and he lived in a wood. And then Threshold came along.
And what changed when that happened?
He got guided to all the support he needs. He's now been drug-free for a year. He's also seeing the doctor regularly. He's seeing a dentist. He's getting mental health support. And he's got a support worker who is like a brother or a dad or a best friend all rolled into. I can't praise him enough.
So you've obviously got to meet some of the Threshold team tonight and probably before tonight. How have they had an impact on you and your family through this process?
They just, it's like nothing special to them. They don't realise how special they are and what an incredible job they're doing.
Well, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Here with Steve Young, one of the staff members at Threshold now. But Steve, you were just telling me that you've got your own personal journey with Threshold too.
Yes. Not directly with Threshold, but homelessness in general. So I was made homeless with my daughter back in 2021, where we were basically kind of got chucked out of the place where we were at the time. Then we got put in emergency accommodation within 6 months. However, we basically had nowhere to live. We were sofa surfing for a long time together. It was really hard.
And so how, obviously you said it was really hard. At the time, what options did you feel were available to you? Or was it just so stressful you didn't know what was going to happen next?
Yeah, so a lot of my attention at the time was focusing around my daughter's mental health. I was kind of prioritising that. I was making sure she was safe. But for myself, it was like I was between homes for a long, long time. But finally, with a lot of support around us, with the school at the time and stuff like that, we pushed it through and we got accommodated.
So what was the turning point for you? What point did you realise, okay, I'm not in a really difficult situation now?
I think obviously when we got accommodated ourselves, we just became better sort of in ourselves. My daughter was going back to school and stuff like that. I was getting the right help for my mental health, and then finally back to work, and then I applied for this job at Threshold.
Fantastic. And tonight is the sixth Big Sleepout, I think, and lots of people here, very excited, lots of noise. Obviously, it's going to be quite a cold and wet night. How are they going to cope, and how are we going to support them?
I just think is, you know, people want to do this as for their own journeys. You know, they've obviously lived through it themselves, or they just want to kind of raise awareness for it. And everyone's doing it for a cause, and it's great. I love it.
Thank you. We're here with Ben, Father Gary, and Daniel. Tell us a little bit about why you're here.
So I currently work for a mental health charity, and also my family, there's been homelessness in our family, so it's something that means quite a bit to me, and that's basically why I'm doing it, and I'm very grateful to be doing it at the time being, that I can do this for other people, so yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, basically, after my marriage broke down because of my addiction, I was a gambling addict. Basically, I became homeless. Not to the state where I was sleeping on the streets. It was sofa surfing. And then I ended up in Booth House, the Salvation Army home. Stayed there for a little while until I got back on my feet. But with the support of the charities with, like, Salvation Army and stuff like that, I was able to get myself back on my feet a lot quicker than I would have done without their support. Basically, I come out today because I've experienced that kind of homelessness in, you know, like how easy it is for people to become homeless. You know, it's just one bad turn of fate that you can become homeless.
I think a lot of people have a cliche or a stereotype of homelessness, but actually it affects a lot more people than they would think normally.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, we're all a couple of paychecks away from being homeless ourselves. Not many people are cash rich nowadays, you know, so it's so easy to fall into the homelessness. You know, having to share a sofa, living in a single room with your family, it's all homelessness, just different degrees. So, yeah.
Daniel, tell us a little bit about why you're here.
Well, my family is very well connected to all of us. As I said, Ben is part of a mental health organisation. My dad was homeless and my mum works it. And I thought I could help in any way possible. If I could do that, I would really want to, because I've seen these people on the streets and it looks awful. And I want to help not just them, but everyone that's homeless, because it is an awful thing.
And what do you think the public need to be more aware of in regards to homelessness?
That it's not just what you see on the streets. It is that there are homeless people that are sofa surfing from house to house. It isn't just about the people that are on the streets. And they do need homes a lot, but everyone does.
And Ben, back to you. Tonight is going to be cold and rainy and possibly wet. Are you looking forward to it?
I think I'll be able to stay up because I'm used to night shifts, but I have done this before for Trinity and Winchester. So I am looking forward to it, and there seems to be quite a few lovely people here. And I think it's also good that we're discussing it and talking about it, because I think there's a huge stigma around homelessness that everyone's an addict, and also a huge stigma around addiction. And it's not treated like a mental health illness, even though it is one. And I think basically raising this awareness and also the public's opinion as well. So I think it's so amazing, everyone here really, the volunteers, the people reporting on it, and also the support workers, because I know that's not an easy job either. But I think it's just about ending the stigma as well. because it's difficult, and I think I've been close to it due to past experiences myself as well. It's not something that's unbelievable. It could happen to anyone at any point, and it could be from an illness, like not getting a paycheck, losing your job. It can be due to someone else's ill health. So yeah, but no, I'm just very glad to be able to do it, and I think tonight she'll be fine. At least it's not raining as of yet. Last time I got to do it in the summer, so it was a lot nicer. But I'm only doing it for one night. Some people are doing it for multiple years, and I just need to think I've still got stability when I go back home tomorrow. I've got a life and a job, and I'm incredibly lucky. So just need to think about others, and it takes you out of self. So yeah, thanks
for sharing. So here with two young participants of the Big Sleep Out. What's your name and what school are you from?
Ziva, and I'm going to Commonwealth.
And?
Alyssa, I'm from Law Manor Academy.
And why are you here tonight?
I want to fundraise for like all the homeless people who are like on the streets, and I just want to help them get like a safe home to live in.
And why do you think that's important?
Because I just feel like it's like good to help like people like get homes, because I feel like they need to be safe and like a safe house and stuff like that.
So Alyssa, is this your first time doing the Big Sleep Out?
Yes.
And what made you come and decide to do this?
People saying that it's like a good experience and that I should come, and my school was really encouraging me to come.
And so how much money have you raised for tonight?
£400.
That's amazing. Great total. And was that lots of people or one person supporting you?
Loads of people.
And so it's kind of cold and a bit wet and rainy tonight. How are you looking forward to sleeping outside?
I'm excited but I'm also a bit nervous. We're going to try and find some shelter, hopefully.
And are you going to stay up or do you think you're going to try and sleep?
We'll see how it goes. Probably stay up though. I'm probably not going to get to sleep.
So have you met any other people that are doing the event tonight, and how has that been meeting new people?
It's been really nice meeting new people, and there's loads of people here that are like supporting each other and sleeping out as well. But there's a lot more people than I thought there was going to be.
Great. Did you enjoy the jacket potatoes?
Amazing. Yes.
Good luck. Also here with Ella, who's 12. Ella, this is your school, isn't it?
Yeah.
So why did you decide to get involved in the Big Sleep Out?
I decided to get involved because I thought it'd be really good to feel what it'd be like to sleep rough, like people on the streets.
And how prepared are you for tonight?
A little bit. A little bit worried that I'm not going to get any sleep.
What was the last time you didn't sleep all night?
Never.
Okay. So this might be a bit difficult.
Yeah.
But you've got your friends around you and your mum. Is it good that you've got some support?
Yeah. It's a lot more fun when you have people with you that you know.
And before tonight, had you heard about Threshold and the work that they do?
I've heard it before in like assemblies and emails and that kind of stuff, but not really, no.
Well, good luck with tonight.
Thank you.
Here with Mike and Tony from Ipsum, the mental health charity. Guys, you're from the music department of the charity and you've been rocking away in the background so far tonight. Why did you decide to come down and support the Big Sleep Out?
I think it was just because I was asked by my friend Rachel, and because it was a great thing to do to support homeless people in Swindon. And really from a network point of view, I think all the smaller charities within Swindon need to work together to support each other, really. So that's kind of why we're here. And because my director, Julie, who runs Ipsum, she's done the Sleep Out before many years ago, and she was like all for it. Bless her. In fact, she paid my ticket, so it didn't even cost me £15 that Ipsum paid it. So, yeah. That's why I'm here. And Tony's here to make some music.
Yes. I've just come along for the ride. No, Mike asked me, I think about 2 weeks ago or so. And I think it's relevant because we see people who have gone through homelessness or even are sort of homeless, maybe not on the streets, but and we can be an anchor point as well for them. Very important.
So day to day, what does the music department of Ipsum do?
We work with an awful lot of people across a load of genres. So we work with people from, we an awful lot of young people. We've got a lot of, we've got a cohort of young people that are paid for by the big lottery that our director has managed to get funding for the next 3 years. So an awful lot of young people with mental health conditions. And we also, I work with some, teaching somebody guitar who's in their 70s at the moment, a lady at 76. So right across the board, we have a band called the Mystic Mondays that come in there. The drummer's nearly 80. And so we have right across the board every kind of condition you can imagine, from mild anxiety and depression to heavy autism and schizophrenia and all kinds of mental health conditions, but just basically anything we can help with, really.
Are you joining in tonight and sleeping out?
No, not me.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Tony's not, to bless him, Tony only got asked 2 weeks ago and he said to come along and make some music. So Tony's here for the music, but I stupidly agreed to sleep out tonight. So yes, I am sleeping out.
It's cold and wet.
It's cold and wet. Yeah. Yeah.
But a real experience.
Yeah. Well, strangely enough, I'm in recovery 25 years and I was homeless on the streets of Maidenhead in Windsor for 2.5 years before I got into recovery. So it's not new to me. I'm used to it. But hey, that's why I wouldn't do it before. I refused to do it back in the day when they were doing it. I'm not doing that. I've done that before. And then for some crazy reason, as I got older, my mind seems to have addled and I said yes this time. And all day today I've been thinking, why did I say yes to that? But yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's only one night. I'll be all right tomorrow, won't it?
So, Eleanor from the Village Inn, we've just been having a long conversation about potatoes, but it's something that's a really popular thing at the Village Inn, isn't it?
Yeah, we love potatoes. We love a spud.
And is it something that you do a lot of at the Village Inn?
I can't remember what I said.
Wait.
Yes.
Yeah, it's got the Spuddy's brand.
Yeah.
Right? So, if someone wants potatoes, we bring the potatoes, you know?
Very good.